Hello everyone, welcome to Random Tales Podcast. Yes, my name's Ian Todd, hope you're good. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter if you want to do some tweet action. You'll be asking about where the theme came from. The theme is by a band called SDF, and I'll put the link in the show notes for that. Basically, this podcast is, I've done various comedy podcasts over the time, and this one's basically just random stuff that have happened to me, real stuff, but no names mentioned and no places mentioned and stuff like that. But I just thought, you know, it's coming to me stand-up from time to time and stuff like that, and I thought, yeah, this is the time to do something. So these are random tales. This is episode one. Enjoy. Yes, yeah, so I used to do extra work back in the day on TV and film and adverts and whatnot. And it was this guy who, he seemed quite nice bloke and all that, and he said, oh yeah, I just walked here today. So he walked to Newcastle from Northumberland, and he said, oh, I just followed the coast. So straight away I was thinking, he did smell a little bit like the sea anyway, so I thought he might be a bit of a merman or something like that, you know. So so it was in middle of summer, and we're filming this advert for Toyota. And so it was getting on, and it was like we'd been there for probably something stupid like 9 hours or something, to keep doing the same stuff. And so in the middle of a scene, it stopped, and he kind of came over and all that, and I said, see you later. So I said, oh, what happened? He just got bored and decided to run out in front of the Toyota car. And he got taken off the set because he just got bored and decided. So I thought, this guy's got potential, you know, could be a bit of a nutter, you know. And he said, so the next day he turns up and we're doing the same stuff again and all that. And I said, oh yeah, I was talking about music and all. He said, oh, do you know Will Young? I said, oh yeah, I've heard of Will Young, of course, yeah. He said, Will Young was playing at the City Hall in Newcastle, and I decided to dress up like Papa Lazaru from League of Gentlemen. So I'll just let you take that in straight away. That's brilliant, right? So if you've seen League of Gentlemen, you'll understand. So he goes to the stage door, the exit bit, and waits for Will Young. So Will Young finishes his set at probably about 11 o'clock or something. Comes out, Papa Lazaru there. So Will Young runs straight onto his tour bus to get away from this guy. So he then hops on, starts chasing after the bus, dressed as Papa Lazaru. And then he said, the rest of the night, I just walked round and people were just giving us free stuff, free pizza. I got on a bus for free and all that. So, yeah, if you want to get free stuff dressed like Papa Lazaru in the centre of Newcastle, you'll be all right. He used to work somewhere in Northumberland at a outdoor sort of adventure place. And I never saw him again, but he was very interesting. He fits in perfectly in here. Another time I was doing extra work, it was at a go-karting place in the middle of nowhere. Basically, it was in the middle of Durham in the countryside. And there's not much going on and all that. And this guy was kind of like, he was trying to impress us. He's about the same age as us. And each time he was like walking past and trying to get our attention and stuff. And gradually it started getting a bit more unsettling because, you know, he would be walking along and he'd be carrying something really heavy and stuff and saying, oh, you're all right, lads, you know. And then before we knew it, he had a chainsaw and he was wandering about with a chainsaw, just trying to look. He looked like Leatherface. He's trying to impress. It was creepy. I was pretty unsettled by the lad, because at the time I was pretending to be a mechanic. So I'm not mechanically minded, but they obviously didn't think these people are real mechanics anyway, because we're dressed like a boy band. We're dressed all in white with a little bit of hair dye black to make it look like oil, and we're fixing cars. That was very interesting. And no, it wasn't Anton Deck time. It was after that. So I used to basically just hammer things and look really annoyed. I think the best way to do it in acting like that is just look annoyed, and that was the general way of doing things. But yeah, I've got the clip about a Grove mechanic man, and it was pretty interesting. And I also did work on a show called 55 Degrees North as well, and it was basically someone sang Total Eclipse of the Heart on a loop. It was some lad from Dinner Ladies. It was this nice place in Newcastle, and we just had to sit there, him doing karaoke constantly. Yeah, it was pretty creepy, to be honest with you. The song started to kind of get in your head and you started thinking, oh my God, you know. And I never did see the episode, so I don't know if it was actually a real show. or someone was just going mental. When I've done comedy in the past and all that, I've got the newspapers and magazines and whatnot, especially around the Northeast region. And the best name I've been called, I've been called various names. People always seem to get my name wrong for some reason. I've been called Todd. I've been called Ian Cooper. Don't know why. And my favourite one was, I think it was the Shields Gazette, and it was that's South Shields, and that was Tan Todd. So I was known for Tan Todd for a bit, you know, which was interesting. And totally unrelated, this is how I like to do things, totally unrelated. I was at the doctor's once picking up a prescription, and I heard a bit of commotion. I looked around, and there was a woman talking out of the window to someone who was waiting for her. Then I realised the woman was leaning in, talking, while sat on a pony outside a doctor's surgery on a pony. I mean, that's classy, you know what I mean? She was just like, but she was shouting like, "How are you gonna be?" and stuff like that, you know. And it was getting a bit weird, you know. And I kept thinking, there's a woman on a pony. What's going on here, you know? Where? How do you think that's a natural thing to be doing, leaning in the window on a pony, you know? Going back a little back in time, when I was at school, it was the first year, and when you start doing the trials and stuff like that, they get into school teams and all that. So I went in for the football team, and I was sitting there and all that, and a guy was sitting a little bit too close to us, you know. He was, I'd never seen him before. He's a little bit strange looking, and it had got weirder. And he leant over and bit a clump of hair out of my head, and I said, "Oh!" And obviously, I was a quite timid, shy, like 11-year-old at this point, and said, "What you doing?" He went, "I'm biting a chunk out of hair out of your head." I said, "Can you not? That's a bit weird." So then I moved away a little bit, and he came over and he bit another bit out of my hair, and realised at this point I had to get out of there. So I actually just kind of moved right next to where the teacher was standing, and kept away from him. I never did kind of go anywhere near him again, but that for him was quite normal. So I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe he's just doing some sort of Jeffrey Dahmer tribute act or something like that, you know. It was pretty unsettling. And the more you tell the tale, more people think that's really unsettling, especially not to think there's anything wrong with that. That's very creepy. I'm going to leave you with a tale a friend of mine told us, who lived in a place not far from Newcastle. It was a guy who repeatedly got caught doing business with horses. And he wasn't putting it about, you know. He actually had one horse. He was a one horse man, you know. And he basically got caught on CCTV doing the business with this horse. And apparently he went to court and all that sort of thing, and he's known as, you know, he's the horse shagger, you know. And there's even a band that mentioned him in a song, you know. He's infamous. But he, when asked why he went back to this field to visit this horse to do something, he said he'd lost his watch inside. So I'll leave you with that. Thanks very much, Random Tales. It's @IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much. See you later.